Walden Pond Press and Harper Audio present The Lost Girl by Anne Ursu, performed by Kathleen McInerney. Chapter 1. Treasure Hunters. The two sisters were alike in every way, except for all the ways that they were different. Iris and Lark McGuire were identical twins, and people who only looked at the surface of things could not tell them apart. Same long, bushy black hair, same pale skin, same smattering of freckles around the cheeks, same bright hazel eyes and open face. But Iris and Lark had no patience with people who only looked at the surface of things, when what lay beneath was the stuff that truly mattered. Because the girls were identical, but not the same. Iris was the one who always knew where she'd left her shoes. Iris was the one who could tell you what the collective nouns were for different animals, and that Minnesota was home to the world's largest ball of twine. Iris always knew when her library books were due. Lark always knew when their parents had been arguing. Lark could tell you what the consequences for stealing were in different fairy tales, and that the best bad guys had interesting backstories. Lark always knew which books she wanted to check out from the library next. No, they were not the same. But Iris always knew when Lark was feeling too anxious to speak in class, and Lark always knew when Iris's anger was getting the better of her. Iris always knew when Lark was too busy daydreaming to pay attention, and Lark always knew when Iris was too reliant on finding order when things were in chaos.